Why? Well, the leadership believes agencies are abusing the program and simply using it to avoid competitive hiring rules. Joining us to explain the union's position is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, Colleen Kelly. Ms. Kelly, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom.
So, filing suit in federal district court seems extreme, but sounds like you feel strongly about this federal career intern program. What's behind the suit?
Well, the suit was actually originally filed in 2007 after we had a couple of years of experience of seeing the agencies misuse this. This federal career intern program was designed as a very limited focus special hiring authority that would actually provide for two-year internships with very structured internships and training. But this FCIP is now being used not for internships in any way, shape, or form. It is being used by many agencies as their primary means of hiring. And it is not a merit-based system or a competitive system, and it does not honor and provide for veterans' preference as the merit system and competitive procedures do. So NTU believes that this program should be eliminated, that agencies should not be allowed to use it as their hiring authority, their primary hiring authority, which is exactly what they're doing today. So we have filed a lawsuit, and there was recent action on the suit just last week with NTEU filing a request for summary judgment. And if the court finds in our favor, it would effectively end the federal career intern program. And that, of course, would be subject to any appeal by the Office of Personnel Management.
Would it be satisfactory to amend it to simply concur with what exists in terms of the hiring practices?
Well, if it were actually used for internships, that would be fine. But there are other internships in the federal government, and actually internships that NTU fully supports. NTU thinks there is a critical role to be played for real internships. But when you have agencies like the IRS, Customs and Border Protection, and the FDIC using it to fill virtually all of their technical entry-level positions, I mean, we're talking about over 27,000 positions have been filled using this authority. And there is nothing internship about these positions. They are permanent full-time positions. They carry with them a two-year probationary period, and then they claim that at the end of the 2 years they convert them from an intern into a permanent employee. But there is nothing special about the first 2 years of their employment that's any different than someone permanently in the job. These jobs that they're filling are jobs that they have thousands of these positions in the agency. Like I said, an intern position you think of as maybe it's high school or college students or master's candidates, you know, advanced degree candidates.
For a limited period of time that gets some credit or, you know,
exactly,
at least some experience. That's what you think of as an intern.
Yes, and very structured and helpful to them and to the agency, not to fill real, you know, permanent positions.
Well, let me ask you this. This might be a stretch, but also in the news today is the delay of the National Council of Federal Labor Management Relations pilot projects. I know you've been involved with those as well, or that the whole council concept. Could that be a forum for modifying and discussing that program before it's just ended?
Well, I don't think so, Tom, mainly because they have the authority. You know, the authority exists for an FCIP, and that's not what we oppose. It's how it's being used. We are, although that being said, NTU will use any forum we can to try to draw attention to the misuse of this program and to have agencies start using the competitive hiring procedures that they are authorized to use, and for whatever reasons don't today. I mean, I actually know why. They see this FCIP as a process that is faster. They can literally go out and post a vacancy in one location for 2 days, and that is the only applicant pool that ever becomes aware that the vacancy exists. The whole premise of the federal hiring system, of course, is that there is a broad pool of applicants who have access to the variety of positions available in the federal government. And then, of course, that veterans' preference is a factor in that, too. The FCIP has no process that honors, respects, or follows and provides for veterans' preference, which should be of great concern to many.
Well, we're talking to Colleen Kelly. She's the president of the National Treasury Employees Union about the internship program that union has filed a court case against this, and you're waiting for a decision by the courts?
Yes, we filed the case back in 2007, but just last week we filed a motion for summary judgment and are awaiting the court's action. And if they grant our motion for summary judgment, it would effectively end the FCIP.
It sounds as though the agencies are looking for more immediacy in terms of their hires. That it isn't necessarily, you know, about the internship program. It's more about how quickly they can get people in the door, and they find some frustration with the hiring process. Is there any way to address that?
You know, I do understand that, Jane, and NTU fully supports a faster system for applicants as well as for the agencies to be able to fill their positions. But they have hiring authority on the books today that if they would streamline their own processes and their applicant pools and how they do these things, how they rank employees and how quickly they can interview them and get them on board, there are a lot of internal processes they could streamline under the other authorized processes that they would not have to defer to the misuse of a program like the Federal Career Intern Program.
And while we have you this morning, I just wanted to ask you about those councils and the labor management. And the pilot projects have been delayed for 30 days. Do you have any special insight into why the delays might have occurred?
Well, there were not a lot of volunteers for pilots. And so the extra 30 days is giving us time to work jointly, labor and management, to identify additional pilots that will become part of the process. And that's going to take some additional work with the agencies and with the help of our co-chairs from both OPM and OMB. So that's what the additional 30 days for, is to identify additional pilots so that there will be, a good pull there to actually run some kind of a test to be able to point to successes or to things that could be improved.
But does the lack of volunteers indicate maybe there's a little bit of room to go on the trust front between the two sides?
Well, that would be one way to look at it. I think on this issue, we all knew that the B-1 bargaining issue would be probably one of the most challenging ones that we dealt with. It has been 9 years since most of these agencies were involved in it with the unions, and for many, it's a challenging question for them. They're worried about how that will work, and so we have to work through that. And we have to define pilots that the agencies are comfortable with and that the unions believe will make a difference for employees as well as for agencies as well as for taxpayers. That's what the 30 days will give us.
Well, we thank you for joining us with those details, and we'll check back with you as your court case and as the whole council process moves forward.
Thank you very much.